I want to welcome you all to the spring closing program. We've already had a good taste of what's to come. If you notice, the first both songs that spoke of seeking, so kind of along that Then let's turn to 503 in the Christian hymnal. It speaks of getting that wisdom instruction. 503. Let's sing for 1, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, happy is the man who hears instructions, warning voice, and who see last show wisdom make his early.
Turn the time over to Mrs. Grace.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. But if I try to change their shape to make them long or make them flat, there soon will be a bubble where the trouble bubbles at. It really doesn't matter if you think you're a star or if you think a square is really the shape you are. For in the world of bubbles, all the ones you find are round and 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 round. The way that God designed. Did you know I'm like a bubble that made me perfectly? And I know that he made me the way I ought to be. But if I get upset because I may not like my size or shape, we'll think of bubbles and I'll know that God makes no mistakes. It really doesn't matter if you think you're a star or if you think a square isn't really the shape you are. For in the world of bubbles, all the ones you find are running and 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 running.
Even though the valley's deep, I have a friend to hold my hand and I'll not climb alone. Everywhere I go, the Lord is
may be dreary, but the outlook points to victory, and Jesus said it so. Everywhere I go, the Lord is always with me. Everywhere I go, He is right there by my side. He is constantly cheering me, pressing toward victory. He is always leading me. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, the Lord is always with me. Everywhere I go, He is right there by my side. He is constantly cheering me, pressing toward victory. He is always leading me. Everywhere I go.
Though the waters have roar and be troubled, the mountains shake with the swelling of Selah.
There is a river, the streams run shake glad, the city of God. The holy place of the tabernacle is the Most High.
God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall forever live.
The heathen gazed, the kingdom subdued. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations have made the earth.
He maketh war cease to the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in the sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted among the Lord.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be torn. Is not bread, and your labor without satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people.
Behold, I shall call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater.
So shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish in that which I please, and shall prosper in the things whereto I send it.
For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be unto the Lord for a name, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Yeah. 51.
Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
And two disciples heard him speak, and he followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw him following him, and said unto him, "What seek ye?" And he said unto him, "Rabbi, what did you say?" And he interpreted the master, "For it also."
And they said unto him, "What seek ye?" And he said unto him, "What seek ye?"
And one of the two, which heard John speak and followed him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, who first found his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, "Come, we have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted to Christ.
And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas," which is interpreted a stone.
The day following, Jesus would go forth in the Galilee, and find Philip, and saith unto him, "Follow me."
Now Philip was the best city of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, "We have found him, in whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
And Nathanael said unto him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip saith unto him, "Come and see."
And Jesus saw Nathanael coming unto him, and saith of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, of whom is no guile." Nathanael saith unto him, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee."
Nathanael answered and said unto him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel."
Jesus answered and said unto him, "Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these."
And he said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."
Jesus saw the
broke in the shop. The barber was busy and he couldn't stop. The customers, waiting their turns, were all reading the Daily, the Herald, the Post, little heated. The young man who blurted out such a blunt question, not one raised a head or even made a suggestion.
And the barber kept on shaving.
"Don't you see, Mr. Brown," cried the youth with a frown, "how wrong the whole thing is, how preposterous each wing is, how flattened the head is, how jammed down the neck is. In short, the whole what an ignorant wreck 'tis. I make no apology, I've learned owiology.
I've passed his knights in 100 collections, and cannot be bonded to any confessions. Rising from unscrewed things of pale, stepping right from his beak to its tail. Mr. Brown, do you take that bird down, or you're shooting me laughing stop all the time."
And the barber kept on shaving.
"I studied owls down in that class, and I tell you, I know you true, and I have not yours for the same sort of verse.
No owl in this world ever has claws curled, ever has legs slanted, ever has bill canted, ever had its neck screwed, if that attitude. You can't do it because it's against all bird laws.
Anatomy teaches ornithology, preaches, and has a toe that can't turn out so. I made the white owl my study for years and see it's a job I'm supposed to teach."
"Mr. Brown, I'm amazed. You should be so impressed at the put of a bird in the posture of shirt. To look at that owl that brings on dizziness. The man who stuffed him don't half know his business."
And the barber kept on shaving.
"Examine those eyes and feel the surprise taxidermists should pass off me as such poor glass. So naturally seen they make Audubon scream. And John Burroughs laughed to encounter such chaff. Do you take that bird down? Have it stuffed again, Brown."
And the barber kept on shaving.
"With some sawdust and bark, I could stuff in the dark. And now better than that, I can make an old hat. Look more like an owl than that horrid fowl. Stuck up there so stiff like a side of coarse leather. In fact, about him, there's not one natural feather."
Just then, with a wink and a sly and a lurch, the owl very gravely got down from his perch and walked around and regarded his fault-finding critic, who thought he was stuffed with a glance of analytic.
"And then fairly put it, so he'd say, your learning's at fault this time anyway. Don't waste again on a live bird, I pray. I'm an owl, you're another. Sir Critic, good day."
And the barber kept on shaving.
Jesus has come to preach good news to the poor, proclaim release to the Teach me your way, O Lord, I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Teach me your way, O Lord. Teach me your way, O Lord. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Teach me your way, O Lord. Teach me your way, O Lord. You are great. For you are great and do wondrous things. You are great. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. You alone are God. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Teach me your way. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will praise you, O Lord my God. I will praise you with all my heart.
I will glorify your name forevermore.
Break upon the shore.
Make my life an alleluia, a song of praise to you each day, to proclaim your grace and glory. Fill my heart with your praise, I pray. When I stand at the mountain top or the valley of despair, this will be my cry, my song, my prayer.
All right, well, thank you very much. How are you guys feeling? Just feel great, right? Drop a pencil. I feel great, and thank you so much. And excellent choice in singing, and all your songs. I just love the choice of songs. And, you know, songs speak to everyone differently, depending where they're at. And maybe I'll give you an opportunity just to call out, if there was a song that really blessed you, just call it out here in a little bit. But I finally had to quit writing, right? Bubble song, the song about doing what God designed. And everywhere I go, always with me, pressing toward the victory, leading me. And then the song, Nobody Loves Me Like You, really moved me as well. Try God, try love, prayer. And with wings as eagles, from earth set free, free set free, ever closer to thee. And then teach me your way, and you could just go on. And I hope you retained the songs that you learned and the things you memorized, and let it speak to you. You know, lines from songs often come, at least to me, and I'm sure it happens to you, in a season in life or a moment when you need it, and God speaks through that. So I was blessed and moved, so thank you. Anybody have a song that really spoke to them? I'm not going to wait long, so off the top of your head. Amen. For sure. All right. Thank you. So, summer's just around the corner here. Vacation's just around the corner. We've got a few things to get out of the way, and one of those is the recognition of some hard work and laying of foundations, and that is the eighth grade graduation. And so I will call your names, and you'll just come up here, and then they'll have a little speech for us. And the first one will be Hannah Miller. Megan Roth. And Evelyn Burke. All right, we'll turn the time over to them.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. No matter where we go in life, God is with us, and he will guide us. I want to thank God for showing himself strong in my life. I want to also thank my parents for sending me to a Christian school, and I want to thank my teachers for the amazing job they did of teaching me through the years. I really enjoyed this school year, and I'm looking forward to coming back next year.
Good morning. Thank you for coming to our program. First of all, I want to say thank you to my parents for sending me to an excellent Christian school. Next, I want to say thank you to all my teachers who patiently taught me and helped me to learn. Also, I want to say thank you to my classmates who made school fun and helped create fantastic memories. But above all, I want to say thank you to God for giving me the desire to learn more about him and the strength to keep going even when school got tough. Thank you.
I'm so privileged to be able to attend a Christian school, and I want to thank all of you who have made it possible for me to do this. I especially want to thank my teachers who have been so willing and patient and helpful, and I'm looking forward to coming back next year. I want to serve God as I continue from here.
All right, thank you so much. And God bless you for your work so far, and as you continue and go forward. We're also very blessed to have a high school graduate this year, and so I will turn the time over to Nathan to present that.
So it's been a blessing for me to have had Megan Miller in my classroom for the last 4 years now, if my count is correct. And for the last 3 years, she's been working really hard on this high school diploma thing. And so today we want to recognize her for successfully reaching that milestone. Just a couple of words about Megan. I really appreciated her dedication in school. She always aimed high and strove for excellence and was always careful and meticulous in her work. But even over this, especially over this last year, I grew to admire her a lot more. She shouldered more responsibility with setting her own goals to complete things on time. And that was admirable of her to shoulder that responsibility and to get that done. Now, our 11th year in the school is still a bit new, and so sometimes there are hiccups that happen, and one of those happened in January when her teacher discovered that he had mistakenly missed one entire English credit that she needed to complete. And so I had a little conversation with her. And she shouldered that, she buckled down, and took on that unexpected addition. And I admired how she did that without complaining, and she took on that extra year's worth of English just in January without warning. So I admired that about her as well. Another thing I wanted to say is that Megan contributed in a positive way to our classroom, and I think to the school as a whole. She contributed maturity, stability, a healthy role model, and that has been an incredible value to the classroom and to the school, like I said. And that's something that the longer I teach, the more I appreciate the older students in my classroom who help set the tone in a stable sort of way for my classroom culture and also for the school culture in large. And I think that's one of the blessings of having some older ones a part of that. So Megan, your hard effort has paid off, and so I'm honored to present you your diploma certificate today. Come forward. Congratulations.
Well, high school has really been a wonderful experience for me. I am so thankful to have been able to do this. It has been a time of growing, a time of learning new and fascinating, and a challenging thing sometimes. I have learned to appreciate a little bit more the learning process itself, and even the effort and the determination that has to go into that, as well as some of the overcoming some tendency to procrastinate. I have just been so incredibly blessed to be able to do this. And one thing that really stood out to me in this time that I have been in high school is the focus on learning being an ongoing process, and the need for it to continue past the school years into the years beyond, into all of life. And that has just really stood out to me. We need to be curious people. We need to never stop wanting to learn. And that is just something that I want to make very real in my life. Also, I am so thankful for the many blessings, many lovely people that God has placed in my life that have helped me in this journey. I'm so thankful for that. And my prayer is that I may learn what I have learned and what I will learn in the days and the years ahead of me.